and food with our great buddy Jordan Davis. He's back from vacation. The diet is over. The Bloomington restaurant scene will recover from its economic turndown. You're back. Good to hear. How are you, pal?
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad no one closed while I was gone. Everyone seemed to make it through okay, and now I'm about to get back to stimulating the economy.
Did anyone text you and wonder if you're okay?
Yeah, no, not quite. But I'm sure as I go around, people are going to be like, "Oh, thank God you're alive."
When my wife doesn't go to Kroger 7 days a week, they send a search party over and wonder if everything's okay. Oh, there. Where have you been? It's been 12 hours since you've been here. Where have you been? All right, let's get to the important stuff. Well, how was vacation? The pictures look great. Hopefully you had lovely weather. There's nothing better than lake life, is there?
No, not at all. I mean, Culver, Indiana, I've been going up there my whole life. Weather wasn't the best, but I had some friends there. It was great. Popped over to Ann Arbor for one day for my cousin's wedding. Got to see some family from Germany, from across the country. So that was a lot of fun. And, yeah, just ate good as always. I got a good old-school root beer stand up there. And I know I've talked about Cafe Max on here before, and they do a homemade cinnamon roll, smash it down, and prep it like it's French toast. And it's their sinful French toast, and it's absolutely amazing.
Delightful. Delightful, 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 delightful. Is there a Culver's at Culver?
There's not. There's not.
Somebody call John
Laskowski.
The closest
one might be like Plymouth or Rochester.
Somebody call Laz. He can make that. He can make that happen up there. The restaurant business is what we talk about with Jordan every Wednesday that he's in town. And, well, Friday's forecast, buddy, this is going to be an all-timer. It is absolutely perfect. 81 sunshine. So let's just get to the fun stuff to get it started. Food Truck Friday. The food trucks, rain or shine for the most part, always get going. And you guys are back up and running this week as well. What is on the menu Friday for Food Truck Friday?
Yeah, so they held it down last week, had a really busy week, some great music. We've got the Natural Causes Band from 7 to 9. The event itself runs from 11 to 9 at Switchyard Park. It's completely free to attend. But we have an absolutely loaded lineup, and we're having these every week now. It's awesome. We really appreciate everyone that's coming out and supporting all these local businesses. But there's every type of food under the sun. We have Kebab on Wheels, Rasta Pops, Planted, Uno Moss, Kona Ice, Pinoy Garden, Donair Kebab, Arepa Burger, Weaver's Barbecue, La Poblana, Jay's Kitchen, Tab's Kitchen, Ellie May's Smoke Barbecue, Little Bull Tie, and of course the Chocolate Mousse.
Now do it in alphabetical order.
What's that?
Now do it in alphabetical order.
Yeah. Yeah, or try doing it without reading it.
No way, man. That's what we're at. Theater of the mind, buddy. Theater of the mind. I didn't want to rain on our friends from Boston Scientific. They're the presenting sponsor this week. Tell me about Natural Causes as well.
Yeah, so they played Food Truck Wednesday a few weeks ago. I actually was not able to catch them, but everyone I talked to, including our staff that was working, said that they were absolutely great. This is the last week and maybe the only week the whole year that we just have one band. Normally we have two. So this was the only week where we just booked one band, but they're absolutely great. We're going quality over quantity. And then we've got a stacked music lineup all the way through the end of October when the event ends.
Jordan Davis, he's here. He's got it under control. Friday, 11 a.m., 9 p.m., Switchyard Park. Free parking, free entrance, of course. Just bring your cash and card for all of these great – well, you can eat any kind of food stuff you want to eat. And that's going to be on Friday. How many of these guys, including you, are everybody going to Grand Falloon on Saturday?
Yeah, so we've got a good lineup at Grand Falloon. We're going to be set up on Washington, just north and just south.
Just like last year?
Yeah, well, so I think last year we were over on Lincoln.
You were, because you were by the library, is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, so now we'll be on Washington this year, but we'll be there 11 to 11. The handmade market is going on in the square as well in the morning. I forget the exact hours on that, but the Bloomington Handmade Market, check them out. It's a really cool event. They got a ton of different vendors. La Poblana is going to be over there. Planted's going to be over there. And Little Bull Tie. And then for Grand Falloon on Washington, right there north and south of Kirkwood, we'll be there doing our lemon shakeups and our homemade ice cream. Rasta Pops will be there with their homemade popsicles that are phenomenal. You have Kebab on the Wheels, Jay's Kitchen, Arepa Burger, and Ellie Mae's Smoked Barbecue.
And that's all day on Saturday. And you've got a Grand Falloon going on. There's musical acts, three or four of them on the main stage on Kirkwood. The Courthouse Square has three or four acts as well. There's all kinds of great things going on. You can learn more. We had Mike McAfee on yesterday getting everybody fired up. You can learn more at visitbloomington.com. That's kind of one, everything there right for one click to see what is happening. Get your calendar filled out. Don't tell me there's nothing going on here. Don't tell me that town ain't got no heart. I can hear it beat out loud. Jordan Davis is our guest. 4th Street Festival is going on as well. 4th Street Block Party, that's tomorrow evening. So you can stop by there on your way back from Food Truck Friday. And there's just something to do all weekend long. It's great. And if you're busy this weekend, say you're at Winslow and you're watching 10U Travel Baseball all evening Friday or all day Saturday. Well, thankfully, Wednesday, today, has some fun stuff, but all we have to do is go to Ellettsville.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we were looking at the forecast, and we waved it off a couple hours ago, and, you know, I had someone saying, like, oh, man, it's a shame you waved it off so early because, you know, the weather might clear. It looks like it's going to clear. But it's just I kind of explained to them it's tough when you have these food trucks and they have to prep a certain amount of food, and it's hard for them to gauge. They just can't be sitting on a lot of food if it does rain and people aren't there. And then also people look ahead at the forecast. So even if it doesn't rain, they might have already made other plans. So we went ahead and just decided to pull it. But every Wednesday moving forward, weather dependent, we're set up 4:30 to 8:30 at Marcy Jane Lewis Park where they have the Fall Festival. And we've got bands every single week from 6:30 to 8:30 and a lot of great food trucks and dessert options as well.
I was at Winslow last night, and my son knocked one out of the park, first one ever. So proud pop moment here on the
Mikey.
On the red. Yeah, he squared a barrel. That kid was throwing hard, and he squared the barrel and right over the left field fence. So that was he's a little excited. I don't think I've ever. That's the first time he's ever hit one out any level, any way, shape, or form. So a big smile. Baseball's fun. Baseball.
What a great feeling, man. That's
awesome. What he said. He goes, Dad, it was great running around the bases. I said, all right, man, that's good. I said, we'll celebrate a little bit, but we got a game to play here, so we'll celebrate at home a little, have a little bit of fun. and they come from behind. They pulled how does that phrase go? Pulled the victory out of the jaws of defeat. They pulled defeat out of the jaws of victory. They came from behind after not being well. They won, so that was good. That was good. As well. You guys should really get your ice cream into the concession stands there. You would make $1 million, a million more dollars.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah. I'll find out who to talk to.
Oh, I'll tell you who to talk to. I'll get you that information. But yeah, the little cups you have are brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant. What have you been eating? That's why people tune in this program. They want to know what you've been doing. You told us the last time we were together before your getaway that the contest was over. You lost over 20 pounds. Now the trick is what? To keep it off as long as possible?
Yeah, you know, well, I'm going to try to keep going. You know, I'm still a hefty, sturdy boy. But I didn't care at all on vacation. Maybe gained back 5 pounds or so.
That's not terrible.
Enjoyed vacation and, just kind of getting back to it today. But I did the day after the weigh-in, before I went on vacation, I did go down and have Magic Morning Bakery for the first time.
Oh, in Bedford?
absolutely, buddy. I'm going global here.
You should. I've had it 100 times. My neighbors, who are some of my favorite people on the planet, her sister lives down there, and every time she comes up, did you have the lemon bars by chance?
I didn't. I did get a wide variety. I will say, now I've had my fair share of donuts in my time. My affinity for baked goods is well known across town. But what separated Magic Morning from a lot of really good donuts I've had is they just like the filling, like had flavor to it. It had some sweetness to it instead of just being a textural element or just a plain kind of cream. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Now I'm hungry again. Where'd you go? Come back. There you are.
What? But yeah, we did. I got a slice of cheesecake. Excellent. did the maple bacon bars, which, pleasant surprise, had whipped, like, the cream filling in them. Was not expecting that.
Ooh.
First time I've ever had a maple bacon that then also had a filling, which was excellent. And then they had a croissant donut, so of course we did a couple of those.
Why'd you stop? Good job. You got some willpower there. That's good.
But yeah, I don't know about that.
Little bit of that, but Magic Morning is delicious. If you're gonna make a trip, go ahead, kids, make a trip. Our buddy Jordan Davis is back. We missed him. And we're talking plenty of great food options here in Bloomington. It is summertime, and I know not every perhaps favorite restaurant is open. Our friends at the Bloomington Foodies page do a really good job. If they notice somebody is either going to go away for the summer or close up for an extended period of time, I think we saw that with your Lucky Express. That's your favorite, right? They're going to go back to China for a month or so. So
yeah,
just make sure you take a look before you visit. I screwed that up myself last week. I was taking Mikey to basketball camp over at North, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna go cruise into Ellettsville and see what the caffeinated cook has today. So I cruised into Ellettsville, and guess what,
they were closed.
Sign on the door. We'll be back next week after a little downtime and having some fun. So I'm not mad, I didn't check, and I'll pass that on to everybody else. So be aware of that while you are perusing your choices here in Bloomington.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You gotta be on your toes, gotta do your research. Never hurts to check out their Facebook or call ahead of time.
The internet's a great place to be. A lot of answers on there. All right, buddy, what else? Now that you're back, and you told me you didn't have a lot before you left, do you have a list of things now that you're not fighting the scale and you don't want to pay out the $200 that you have on your list where you said, well, maybe I wasn't going to eat this during the contest, but now that the contest is over, I'm back, baby, I'm back.
Yeah, you know, well, so we did that way in that Friday morning, and, you know, that Friday night at Food Truck Friday, I went over to Bloom Burger. I did their Juicy Lucy burger with the cheese inside the patties. And, man, every single time that I get Bloom Burger, I'm mad that I don't get it more often. It is legitimately one of, if not the best burger in town. And it is just, they just do such a phenomenal job over there. But, yeah, I don't know if there's any – because, again, I'm still trying to maintain a healthy lifestyle moving forward after vacation because I'm still trying to keep going on it, but it won't necessarily be a contest. But I did go to my tried and true crispy chicken at Happy Tie today. I love that dish so much. It's so delicious. And then, I hit up some Lincoln Square, did that biscuits and gravy omelet. That is one of the best omelets I've ever had.
I gained 3 pounds when you say the words biscuit and gravy omelet.
Yeah, you get it's a pound per word. That's the going rate.
I just hear myself inflating. Jordan Davis is our guest. I was out walking about, and Little Bull Thai food truck is, there's plenty of lumber being constructed in front of their storefront on the north side of 4th Street. So that's going to be up and running, it seems, sooner than later. That's what's going in there, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, so Little Bull Thai, it's Blooming Thai, used to be on Square. They're going into that old Anatolia building on 4th Street, and I don't really know what the timeline is, but in the meantime, you can go get the delicious food from the truck.
That's it, and you can find that multiple places as well. All right, here we go. We got a busy weekend. You just told me you're going to be food trucking on Friday, food trucking on Saturday. When are you going to have time to eat, buddy?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Well, I mean, I'm going to be eating at the food truck. I'll be at Grand Falloon. We got a couple other events going on Saturday. Like I mentioned, the handmade market. There's Outdoors Day at Switchyard Park. We're doing another event that night. We're doing some Kelly School tomorrow. But, yeah, we're just getting right back in the saddle, man. But I'm refreshed, got my batteries charged, and but I still got to keep full and keep all my energy going. And I do that through the love of eating.
Well, that's how it is, buddy. What about the podcast? We always forget. I tried not to forget to mention that the No Dishes podcast is up and running anywhere you get podcasts. So if you'd like to hear the inside stories on how some of the great restaurants and food concepts have developed here in Bloomington, what's next on the list, buddy?
Yeah, well, so we just had an episode out with Muddy Fork Bakery. They do this really good oven-baked sourdough, among a million other things. So really great folks at Muddy Fork. They're doing just stuff that no one else is doing. So try them out if you haven't. And then the one we put out yesterday morning was actually Steve Boland, who was a city councilman for 20 years. But he used to own the Cinemat, and he had all these interesting tidbits. We had him on because all these things with parking and all these things that we talk about, and they affect restaurants. So it was really fun to kind of pick his brain after so many years of being on city council and helping form some of the things that affect our dining out experience today.
Very cool. Mr. Volan is never short of words or stories as well. It's always great to run into him whenever I run into him. Yesterday, we had a new addition to the foodie scene. The Tuesday Farmers Market at Switchyard Park kicked off yesterday, so we want people to be aware of that. That's going to go on through August as well, right?
Nice. Yeah, I believe so. I'm not that's always been my weak spot when it comes to food, is the farmers market, you know, finger on the pulse, but I'm working on it. I've been attending more than ever lately, trying to get in the know on all that fun stuff.
So we do Tuesdays at Switchyard. We will do Wednesday food trucks on normal weeks in Ellettsville, Friday food truck Friday, Saturday farmers market, Tap Road Market, Third Street Market. There's a million farmers markets on Saturday, and there's a new one in Ellettsville that just started at the end of May as well. But my point is, there are so many great places to find food. Don't forget. And in summertime, it's fun to bounce around a little bit and see what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the reasons I love Bloomington so much. A lot of the people that come on the podcast talk about, oh, I came to Bloomington, or I stayed in Bloomington because of the stuff going on, because of the food scene. And it's hard to underestimate the impact that has.
And again, if you think you're short of choices, you're not. Get on the old internet. And everything will get helped out. All right, great to hear your voice again. I'm glad you're back. I'm going to let you get ready and prepping for a humongously busy week. But I would be remiss not to ask you, what is the big flavor of the month? June at the Chocolate Moose.
Yeah, we brought back the one everyone's been clamoring for, our banana pudding. I've had multiple people just tell me it's the best ice cream they've ever had. And it might leave. It might stay on forever. But it's better to be safe and come in and get it while you can.
How are you going to do biscuits and gravy ice cream? That's what I want to know. Inquiring minds want to know.
You know what? I think whenever we do the R&D, I'll make sure to send you an invite.
Well, I appreciate that. Maybe I'll be able to get through the door frame by the time that comes around. So fun things going on here in Bloomington. And here's the great Yogi Berra quote of the day. 90% of life is showing up. So you got to go. We can't drag you there, folks. Get out, meet us, come out, say hi, and you have plenty of opportunities to do so. And before you know it, there's going to be a Monroe County Fair. Before you know it, we're going to have free concerts, as Mike McAfee was telling us yesterday. 2 weeks from tomorrow, we'll have our first one at Switchyard Park. That's going to have trucks and beer gardens and all. There's a million things to do, isn't there, buddy?
Absolutely, man. Yeah, we're going to have some food trucks teed up for that June 20th visit Bloomington concert, and then they also have the one July 18th. We had a great turnout last year. It's going to be hopefully the same this year. And yeah, it's a free concert with food and beer. And yeah, what more could you ask for?
Not 95 degree weather, so I will work on that for.
Yeah, well,
did you see it's getting hot that week? All that stuff from the West Coast is moving this way. Gee, look out. What else was I going to tell you? Oh, the Taste of Bloomington that we're not doing, you're taking comments and suggestions, right?
Yeah.
We need to do a dessert Taste of Bloomington as well.
So, like, only dessert people
in fall or winter. To get us through, you know, we put on a couple extra pounds in the wintertime, so we might as well do a dessert festival. You know, bring your magic morning up, or your two sticks, or your favorite chocolate croissant, or all the bright sides of the world and everything else. We could do that easy.
Yeah, would we just have like saltine stations to like balance out all the sweet?
Well, yeah,
a few things, go smash a couple saltines.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. And coffee, lots of coffee, tea,
absolutely.
Hot chocolate, different flavors of that. So that would be like the Christmas one. And then you'd have the summer one.
I love it. I'm here for it.
All right. I'm here to help. Just remember me when you get famous. Will you come back next week and talk to us?
Absolutely. I feel terrible being gone so long. I appreciate you having me on as always. And yeah, it feels good to be back, buddy.
We'll be sweating here before you know it. Hang in there, pal. Hang in there. Good work.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Tell the gang hi, and I'll see you soon.
All right. Will do. Thanks, buddy.
Jordan Davis, the No Dishes podcast host, the operations manager at the Chocolate Moose, the organizer of food trucks everywhere around these here parts. And it's great to have him back in the saddle again, and joins us every Wednesday.